family of Michael Brown is calling for a national movement to secure body cameras for all police. Pennsylvania passed a law authorizing body cameras just last summer, and Philadelphia police could launch a pilot program by next week. Observers say body cameras have real advantages as well as real limitations, as WHYY's Bill Hangley reports.
Andy Hoover of the Pennsylvania ACLU says body cameras can protect both officers and citizens. Just about everyone is more likely to play it cool when they know they're being filmed, he says. But he also says Pennsylvania's new body camera law has its flaws.
The legislature was silent on several key issues. Probably most prominent is that there's no requirement that the camera must stay on at all times during an encounter with the public.
Hoover says that means an officer could be tempted to shut off the video in a testy situation. But on the whole, he says, cameras provide more accountability for everyone. That's been the case in Bucks County's Richland Township, where police have been using cameras since last summer. Police Chief Richard Fico says the videos have already helped clear up some citizen complaints, but, he adds, cameras can't solve everything. Even if Officer Darren Wilson had been wearing one when he shot Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, video might not have told the full tale.
Would it have been something that helped? Potentially. Would it have definitely? It might not have. If he was actually still sitting in the car when this all occurred, it might have been difficult on a body camera if he's kind of facing forward or sideways. You might not have seen everything that actually occurred, but you might have heard everything if it was an audio recording.
Fico says the cameras are relatively affordable for a small department like his, but outfitting a big city police force would be costly. Still, Philadelphia Police Commissioner Charles Ramsey has called body cameras long overdue. After months of preparation, a handful of Philadelphia police officers will start testing the cameras as soon as next week. For WHYY News, I'm Bill Hangley.